This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
The three of us are gathered here today to remember our friend and host of Hey Riddle Riddle, Adol Rafai.
Wow. Can't believe he's finally gone.
I can't believe we didn't make a formal funeral for him.
I can't believe it's just us three, but in many ways that makes sense. He died as he lived, trying to fart on a duck.
And then getting fucked to death by that duck.
So with these ashes, what are we doing? Cooking them, throwing them?
Oh yeah, I was planning on cooking these ashes.
Would anyone like to say a few words?
A few words. I'm just fucking around.
Classic Japes.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I can say a couple words for Adol. We didn't know much about Adol. We never asked. Never thought to do it. What else is in the news?
Are you doing a tight five?
I'm going to do some of my characters now.
Today is a sad day. Adol died on April Fool's trying to make you two laugh. And yeah. It saddens me that you have nothing to say.
I'll say a few words.
Okay.
Here is my grocery list. Trader Joe's gnocchi.
Yikes.
Soup. Lettuce. Fresh lettuce. Bagels.
That's a real mixed diet.
Everything but the bagel mix.
Choose a lane.
Sweet potatoes.
Choose a lane.
Cottage cheese.
Well,
green beans.
As we spread,
I call
these
this character horny dinosaur.
I guess you could say I'm a triceratop.
Potato chips. Chicken nuggets.
I guess you could say I'm a bottomsaurus.
Fun.
Cauliflower,
yes, fun stuff.
Pizza.
So I do have here Adol's last will and testament.
Oh, he sweet. Are we getting money?
I'm sorry. You want to do a pterodactyl?
He actually wrote on it last will and grace testament.
Uh huh.
That was our Adol.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't know him. We didn't really know him.
Well.
I'm going to open this up here. He asked that the two of you be in my presence when I read it aloud.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Money, dude.
We could be getting money if it's the Adol I know.
It's a single sheet of paper.
No.
Let me read it aloud now.
It can't be worth much.
This is for Kiki and Japes, otherwise known as Aaron Keefe and JPC.
Wow, he did know my name.
It reads, currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process.
Wait a
Puzzpots 0097 Bitcoin giveaway, Puzzpots 0097 Bitcoin giveaway, based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parent's sibling adapts to cryptocurrency as per the modern times.
Wait just a second.
And Arnie Parrott has a new theme song.
Currency, currency, currency. Aggregated data. Income for those who correctly process. Puzzbot's 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Puzzbot's 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parent's sibling adapts to cryptocurrency as per the modern times.
Puzzbot. Hey, what? You have to go faster. The music ended already, man.
Okay, sorry.
Is that money, money, money? Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right? Adlerify's Hyundai Dolly giveaway?
No, it's a new thing. It's a completely new thing.
No, it's a new thing, Aaron.
Based on
did
the
you
book,
just hear Buzzbot? Buzzbot said it's a completely new
Uncle
thing.
Uncle Adl writes a check.
I don't know what like that like, is. This is a
this
brand
seems very,
new thing.
Very fucking
well,
familiar.
Let's play that one.
Money, money, money. Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adlerify's Hyundai Dolly giveaway.
Adlerify's Hyundai Dolly giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, my life breaks in puzzles.
Uncle Adl writes a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
Satisfied, and now back to mine. Adl programmed me to run one last game show for the two of you.
Wow, Puzzbot.
But it's April Fool's.
Yes.
People still die on April Fool's all the time, and it's one of the most tragic things.
Looking up people who died on April Fool's, searching database. Princess Die?
Okay.
Delete database.
Okay, Puzzbot. Here's the thing. Is the money real, even though it's April Fool's?
Yes, whoever wins will get up to 0.0097 Bitcoin.
By the time this comes out, that could be any
Nothing.
Number of money.
I'm ruined. Or, thank God. But I don't believe in God. I'm a robot.
And you were designed only to feel pain and do riddles.
I was designed to do two things. Feel pain and
chew bubble gum.
Chew bubble gum.
I'm all out of ass.
I was designed to do two things. Eat riddles and shit answers.
Money. Fuzzies. It pays to be right.
Nope.
Adam replies,
no, there's a new theme song.
That is dead. Oh. That is dead. Okay, let's do some riddles.
Okay. Are there rules to this game show, Puzzbot?
Yes, there are. I'm going to ask a puzzle or riddle, and you answer it.
Wow.
If you think you know the answer, you will Puzzbot in, and I will respond to you.
Okay.
Huh? Are we ready to play?
Yes.
Also, if at any time I say rap for Puzzy, you will have to do a rap. Whoever has the better one will get part of the cryptocurrency.
Part of the cryptocurrency. So we can split this into more farther decimal.
No, that's
okay.
Not what I said.
I'm sorry.
You're being contentious.
I'm ready, Puzzbot.
I'm trying to be a contender.
Hit me with your best shot.
Searching song. Written by
Pat Benatar. Well, she sang it.
Written by Patrick Benatar. Okay, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Also, if at any time I call for a scene, you can win the scene.
Oh, okay.
Probably by playing the most believable human, because I am still learning.
Sure.
Adl didn't give me much to go on.
Yeah, well.
I can't believe he's making you do this voice the whole time.
He just gave me wordplay, and that's it.
Yeah, if you're searching for humans, this might not be the right podcast for you. We've got three cartoon characters.
One of them's okay.
All the answers to these questions contain double Z's, much like Puzzbot.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you know it, Puzzbot in.
Hey,
here,
Puzzbot, when there's more than one of you, is it Puzzbots? Never mind.
Would you like to meet Adl's other creations?
Yeah.
I've never told you about this.
What's this towel?
That's just a towel.
Okay, good.
That's his graveyard.
Okay, gotcha.
Would you like to meet some of the other creations
yes,
here?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure, Puzzbot.
He made many robots, but he was ashamed of all of them but me.
Oh, you were the best?
Can't wait to see.
Here's the first one.
Hello, I am Fandroid.
Buddy.
It's so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh, it's Erin Keith.
Oh my god. I'm embarrassed.
You are amazing.
Oh, come on, Fandroid. Are you a fan of my work?
Yes, I have listened to every episode of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, that's really
5,000 times.
Fandroid,
it is
so
all
nice.
I know. It
well,
is
I'm
new.
About to blow your mind.
Are you
this
familiar?
Is JPC.
Huh?
This is JPC from Hey Riddle Riddle. We
oh, fun.
On the
can
show
you take a picture of me and
Fuck
Aaron?
You. Fuck you. I throw JPC. Your phone into the ocean.
JPC.
What?
That's a fan of mine. Can you
I am
please
a
respect Fandroid. My fans?
Aaron, can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
I think
you can
the Fandroid
ask me anything,
might be
Fandroid.
Malfunctioning in some way.
Were you buried on an island for 20 years by a one-eyed man because you are a fucking treasure?
I was buried on an island for many years.
Fandroid, you...
Details. I'm so sorry to bring that up. Oh, no, I blew it.
No,
I blew it.
Fandroid,
I'm so sorry.
Sweetest. I'll take a picture. Let's
no
take
idea.
A selfie, Fandroid.
No, Fandroid, you absolutely suck.
Selfie, Fandroid.
You can't take a selfie because the camera's in my face.
Oh.
What?
How was I supposed to take a picture with you? Oh, we go in front of a mirror. Love it.
You are the smartest. You figured out the riddle. I am such a Fandroid of yours.
Well, JBC and I are so happy to meet you. Thank you so much for saying hi.
Fandroid.
And I'm so happy to meet just you.
Hey, before you go, Fandroid,
yes.
I have a couple, you know, You don't. You sure you don't know me? JPC at JPSoFly on Twitter.
I mean, I guess I know you. I just have nothing to say to you.
Okay. Well, maybe let me see.
Are you going to read me some of your tweets?
Are you Googling yourself?
You're going to read me. What was the tweet? I did read one about you eating a cookie out of the garbage. You are Indiana trash. Goodbye.
Okay. Oh, no. Those tweets were really good, and I retweeted them several years later, and they got more.
It's too late. He is gone. This is Puzzbot, just so you know. I know people say robots sound alike, but
yeah,
this is Puzzbot.
Fandroid's fucking broken, by the way, my dude. That robot fucking sucks.
He passed his physical this morning.
Yeah, I'll pass a physical.
That's not a threat.
I bet that's the end of the robots, right?
I'm flustered.
Puzzbot?
No, there are more robots. Here is the next one. This is Gazebo Malarkey.
Sort of scared.
We let Fandroid name that one.
Hello, my name is Gazebo Malarkey, and I am a southern robot.
Okay.
I run purely on iced tea and manners.
Oh, I love iced tea. He just Mayors. Celebrated it.
No.
Iced tea and John Mayer.
No, manners. I'm a southern robot.
Manners.
My name is Gazebo Malarkey.
You run on manners?
I run on manners.
Gazebo, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What are the chances that Bobby Boucher shows up at halftime and the Mud
Dogs
win the
Adel
Bourbon
said
Bowl?
You tried to do this.
Uh-huh.
Adel programmed me to recognize you tried to turn me into Gambit or Bobby Boucher.
So you're a robot and you run on mayors.
A robot.
A robot who runs on mayors.
A robot.
A robot.
Aerobics.
You're aerobics?
You're aerobics that runs on mayonnaise.
I'm a robot who teaches aerobics.
So we can dump mayonnaise into you.
I think we've done this one.
Please no.
What are you built for? What is your purpose?
I'm built for declaring.
Don't ask me that.
I do declare.
Oh, you're a declarative aerobic?
You're a declare.
Mm-hmm.
You're an eclair made of mayonnaise. All right,
I would totally
clear.
Fucking eat an eclair made of mayonnaise.
You'd
I'd fuck it, and then it's full of mayonnaise.
And then eat an eclair made of mayonnaise.
Well, I gotta fill it.
Oh. It's getting hot in here. Let me wipe my brow.
What are you,
with
a Nelly robot?
Let me take off all my three-piece suit. Very nice to meet you. Charmed, I'm sure.
Nelly was a robot. Hashtag. Nelly was a robot.
Hashtag Nelly,
Nelly was a robot. Nelly was a robot.
I like that robot's band-aid on his face.
We have one more robot for you to meet.
Oh, we're good. I think we're good.
Which one's this one?
This is Liborg.
This is Liborg?
This is Liborg.
Hello, I am Liborg.
Boy, are you horny? What's going on?
I'm horny for the truth.
Okay.
I am Liborg. I am a cyborg designed only to lie.
All right. Well, wait. It's Liborg.
No.
Only to tell the truth.
Okay.
Malfunction.
Liborg almost
got himself. Hey, Liborg,
what,
do you want to start over?
Liborg almost ruined his whole premise.
Do you
want to
start over?
Yes.
Take it from the top, Liborg.
Yes,
oh, my
Liborg.
Gosh. Aaron, can I just
hit
say
it. No,
I am such a fan.
No, Liborg.
I am such a fan.
Not the beginning of someone else's.
This sucks. Oh. It sucks for you to hear.
All right, Liborg,
wait, Liborg, do you know who I am?
You are so graceful. Huh?
Do you know who I am?
The guy who's about to take Aaron and I's picture.
Wait, he's a Liborg and he's still mean to me? Does that mean he does know who I am?
I don't know. Liborg, what do you think of JPC?
Liborg's internal logic is struggling right now.
Searching JPC. Nothing.
Oh.
Well, he's not wrong.
No, I mean, I found no weapons. I searched him.
Well, okay. These guns could kill.
Searching database for JPC. Contestant on a 2004 episode of Room Raiders.
Is that true?
First of all, I wasn't a contestant. I was just a Room Raider.
Blacklight discovered.
Laura Croft's
many
Room Raider.
So nice to meet you,
JPC. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I miss Puzzbot.
Yeah, Liborg.
I am here. Puzzbot is here.
Fuck off, Liborg. Get out of here.
Can I tell you that the four of us are starting a podcast as well? I hope there is no hard feelings.
All those robots?
Wait, yes, Gazebo Malarkey, Liborg, the other one.
Fandroid.
We're starting our own podcast.
What's it going to be about?
It's called Hello Puzzle Puzzles.
It's what?
Hello from the Magic Puzzle?
No.
Is it a Hello
no.
from the Magic Tavern Club?
No. Okay.
He's going to be playing a chunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aaron and I are starting our own podcast, too. I'm going to be playing Cunt the Badger, and she's going to be playing...
Cunt the Badger.
Here's the thing.
And I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I would never have two podcasts. You know why?
Why?
Because then someone will always come up to you and go, I listened to your new podcast. It's not as good as the other one.
Have they said that?
Both ways they have.
What's their fucking number?
Number one, probably. He's got to sound like winners, real champions.
Are we ready to get into the game?
Yes.
Did I tell you the rules?
No.
Are we sure?
Well, you could always say them again.
Say them again, Puzzbot.
We chronically do not listen,
ready?
Puzzbot.
Say it again, Puzzbot.
Puzzbot.
Thank you. Here are the rules. I'm going to say a riddle or puzzle. If you know the answer, you have to puzzbot in and say the answer. The quickest answer with the right answer is the best answer. Win some cryptocurrency and get some of my tasty, tasty Bitcoin.
All right, Puzzbot. Okay, Puzzbot. Let's do this.
Also, at some point, I may have you do scenes.
Puzzbot, you just had some pretty Joe Biden energy there with that. You pulled it off.
That reminds me of a story.
I'm trying to put my finger on it.
That
Puzzbot
reminds me
has
of a story.
Joe Biden energy.
In 1972 in Pennsylvania, I was walking down the street and saw a dog. It was a good boy. I petted it.
You bet, Jack.
Yes, right. It was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Puzzbot,
how did
I'm
you
ready.
Know? Also, I may have you rap for Puzzy. That means you have to do a rap or rhyme.
Do we have to do it like a robot? Or is that
You must
racist?
Do it like a robot.
Okay,
otherwise,
we can.
It's if it's not like a robot, it's racist. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Is that a thing?
Sure.
And I may have you do scenes, and whoever plays the most believable human wins the scene.
Got it.
Any questions?
Yeah, Puzzbot, just real quick, what are the top three attributes that it takes to be a believable human, in your opinion?
Yes, of course.
Keep in mind, you were built by Adel, so it's probably like ability to do a pun, ability to scowl. I don't have
You
a
know
thing,
them.
Gotcha.
It is pun, scowl, I got nothing.
Well, pun, scowl, bail.
Pun, scowl, bail. Adel, that's my t-shirt. Read my t-shirt. Pun, scowl,
pun,
bail.
Pun, scowl, bail.
I wonder what your three words would be.
Oh, man, let's do this. Let's play this game.
Sabotage, sabotage.
Cousin horse.
Cousin horse, sabotage. Pun, scowl, bail. Cousin horse, sabotage.
I'm telling all of you, pun, scowl, sabotage.
Aaron's is spooky, sleepy witch.
Yep.
That tracks.
I
also have learned what makes a credible human is a hat slightly tilted to the side and the bottom half not being a robot horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep,
that
tracks.
Puzzbot, let's do it.
Okay. Here are some questions. All the answers contain double Z's, much like Puzzbot. Here's a gimme. This is not going to count, but just an example.
Sure.
Another name for a jigsaw.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
A puzzle.
That is a puzzle.
Mm-hmm,
thank you for cooperating.
Well, Jesus, am I under
no
arrest?
No, Bitcoin. Up against the wall. In celebration.
Okay. I was going to say, now you have some real Bloomberg energy coming from you, Puzzbot.
I'm going to have to take you in to the winner's circle. What about this? A common word for a scavenger bird.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Buzzard.
That is a buzzard.
Yes.
How about to steal money? To
Puzzbot.
Steal money. Yes.
Embezzle.
That is embezzle.
Yes.
Aaron, wow, you are getting fucking owned.
I love Puzzbot.
Aaron's moving slow.
Hey, Puzzbot, if at any time, can we ask you to bring back some of the other robots?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool. I don't need it now, but I'd love to hear from Bobby Boucher.
You mean Gazebo Malarkey?
Yes, Gazebo Malarkey. But not now.
Fandroid
not now.
Android coming back. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. To wolf down a beverage. To wolf down a beverage.
Puzzbot.
Yes, Aaron.
Guzzle.
Nah, that would be guzzle. How about the lowest balcony of a theater?
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Mezzanine.
That is mezzanine.
Mezzanine.
Mezzanine, which is also my favorite character from Les Mis.
It all denounces high society.
Mezzanine.
I get that reference.
Yeah. Do you, Puzzbot?
Oh, yes. Puzzbot, you know Les Mis? Sing some Les Mis for us, Puzzbot.
Do you hear the people cry? No.
Nope.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing a song of endless... cries. Nope. Master of the house.
There
nope.
you go, Puzzbot. Lead into that.
You got it, Puzzbot.
Thank you.
Keep going, Puzzbot.
I am crying. Oil is coming from
Let's
my
Let's sing a little fall
ducts.
Of rain.
A little fall of rain and a one and a two and a little fall
don't
of rain.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Puzzbot. I don't feel any pain.
No.
A little fall
eats
of your
like
gasoline.
Gaston. No one sleeps like Gaston.
That's
it hardly
good job, Puzzbot.
Hurt me now.
Okay, here we go. Next one. How about another name for shutterbugs?
Shutterbugs?
Another name for shutterbugs.
Oh, like a
photo camera.
Please forgive me if I have mangled your human words.
Photo camera.
Shutter.
Wait, let me rephrase it for you.
Sure.
011-110-011.
No, that doesn't help. Shutterbugs?
I think it's right. It's obvious.
Shutterbugs are people who pursue celebrities.
Oh, about Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, yes.
Paparazzi.
That would be paparazzi. I went to see a scene.
Paparazzi.
This is a scene where Aaron is going to be Lady Gaga.
Mm.
JPC, you are going to be Mr. Gaga. What's another word for lady?
Bradley Cooper.
You're going to be Lord Gaga, uh-huh. Lord and Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. La Gaga, you are trying to create your new hit song, piggybacking off of your Oscar. Remember to play the most believable human and go.
All right. I'm just locking into my voice. All right, what ideas do you have for songs?
I'm sorry, I thought I was having a stroke just now. Oh boy. So, songs.
Contacting the police.
Ooh, I got a cut on my hand.
Contacting emergency 911, stroke victim.
No. Oh, pass.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to call you. We were doing a collaboration with the Strokes. My wife was doing a collaboration with the Strokes. Goodbye. I don't know why I called the police just now. You were saying?
The police are here.
Stuart Copeland, is that you?
Scene. It was so fun to play with you all.
Oh, yes.
Did you notice how I called for a scene and then shoehorned my way into it?
No.
Just like Adel would have wanted.
It was seamless.
Adel would have wanted.
We hardly noticed.
It was seamless. It showed up and it delivered food.
was DoorDash.
How about the thick part of a bird's stomach?
Puzz.
Yes.
But the peasmus.
The penis.
Searching
the vagina.
Penis. Not found.
Did you say the thick part of a bird's stomach?
That is what I said.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Thor's Zax.
No.
Puzzbot, I don't know.
Thick
I'm sorry.
Part of a guzzard.
Gizzard.
Yes.
Puzzbot, gizzard.
Yes.
Puzzbart. Yes.
Puzzbart.
Puzzbart.
Don't have a cow man.
Puzzbart. All cop.
Eat my shorts.
Plop, 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 plop.
Plop, plop. Hey, relationship.
Puzzbart.
That was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
You said guzzard and then gizzard.
Yes, thank
you. I'm surprised you did not say jizzard.
Oh, man.
Aww.
Well, that one's off the board now.
Okay, now is a time to rap for Puzzy.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Starting with JPC, I want to hear a rap about birds.
Okay.
Remember, it must be as a robot.
As a robot. ABN. ABN. What time is it? 8 p.m. If it's time to go to the club, I will fly there with a buzzard. That's my rap.
Great warm-up. Now get into it.
Okay.
And okay. I've decided to give you each robot names to welcome you into the family.
Sure.
You're going to be Cuzbot, a robot who's everyone's cousin.
What am I, Puzzbot?
You are Lovebot.
Aww.
Got it. Cuzbot here, and it's time to fly. If you like birds, then you like I am one with feathers and wings. Paul McCartney, enjoy him, he sings. If you like what Cuzbot slings, then you'll like the band Wings. It's got Paul McCartney in it. I like him. Oh, do you in it?
Wow. Really double down on Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Y'all should be doubling down on Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I got really too focused on Paul McCartney. It happens sometimes when I rap. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's your game to steal here, Aaron.
Aaron, do you like Lovebot?
I do like Lovebot.
Great. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Lovebot, please rap for Puzzy. Topic of birds.
Birds? My favorite bird likes to eat. He lives on Sesame Street. He is big.
Stop the competition. Stop it.
Stop. Everyone's buttholes get so tight when I start to rap and everyone dives under the table.
The reason
I'm not rapping, I'm
rhyming. I was calling it off to say that you have won. That was amazing.
That was really good.
Aaron, you are amazing.
Ruled. That
love
ruled.
Bot. Love bot.
Love bot.
Why does everyone dive under the table every time you're rhyming?
Because it just so happens when you start to rap, there are bomb warnings.
It's more of an inconvenient time that you're rapping than anything else.
You guys, I try.
Puzzbot, we got to get more. What else you got?
There's something in your world. I guess it's just my world.
We end up in the same world.
Yes. There's something that I have learned about but know too much about called Pals Who Are Drones.
It's a
type of wordplay or a type of word. It is uncommon.
Oh, palindromes.
Yes, Pals Who Are Drones.
No.
Some of these questions here, well, all of them, will have answers that are Palsuar Jones.
Okay.
Okay, Puzzbot.
Here we go. A quick glance or a chick's chirp. A quick glance or a chick's chirp. Did you forget my name? It is Puzzbot.
We know what your name is, Puzzbot. God, what is a quick glance?
Either a quick glance or a chick's chirp. I believe this
Oh, a Puzzbot.
Yes.
Peep.
That is a peep.
Yeah.
A wonderful
hey, Puzzbot,
word.
That's also a candy that no one likes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could you'd hardly quick, call it a candy.
Yeah, that's just a quick little human bit of trivia for you.
Yeah, peep is less candy and more seasonal poison.
Other examples of seasonal poison, Puzzbot, are candy corn and love.
Interesting that you didn't get the answer, yet you're trying to educate me.
Hey, Puzzbot?
Dan, you really
no one likes
by
a condescending
adult,
man.
Puzzbot.
Hey,
I'm
Puzzbot?
Not a man.
I know, but Puzzbot, just like this is another quick lesson.
We would love to see Bobby Boucher bot again because he is at least a southern gentleman, Puzzbot.
No, his name is Gazebo Malarkey.
Okay.
I stand by that name.
I'll never remember that. Gambit bot.
Next question. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or trumpet. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or a trumpet.
From a car horn or trumpet, Puzzbot?
Yes.
Is it a beep?
It is not a beep. Hold on. That is a... Oh, this
a
hurts
beep.
To say because of Adel's condition. That is a Adel is dead stop.
Oh, no.
Spell beep backwards for me, tough guy.
Beep backwards?
Yes.
P-E-E-B?
Jesus, that taxing, huh?
Wait, can you say it again?
P-E-B-B-B-D-B-B?
Do you notice how the beginning and ending letters are different?
Sure.
Those are not
palindromes. Palindromes.
Puzzbot, can you read that again?
I would love to. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or a trumpet.
Puzzbot.
Nope.
Honk.
Puzzbot, I don't know. I'm sorry.
From a trumpet?
This is also something I've heard you call a fart.
A brap?
A Zach brap.
I don't know.
It's something you call it. Oh, a Puzzbot.
Yes.
Toot.
It is a toot.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, that's a ding.
I want to see a scene.
Was it you trying to do a toot? This thing's fucking broken.
What am I saying? Ding, what? Ding, ding, ding.
That would be like starting a boxing match.
Oh, I don't want to fight.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're obviously not built by Adult because that's all that guy wanted to do is get in fights.
No,
yeah,
people
like,
wanted
I love
to fight him.
No. Well, he's dead. He can't defend himself.
Yeah. Shutting down.
Famously.
No.
Oh, that is an Adult bot.
Come on back.
This is carte blanche
sensitive overload.
To be mean to Adult, right?
Upstarting. I want to see a scene based on toot, which was the answer for a car horn.
Sure.
You two are a couple in a car in bad traffic. And one of you starts to get road rage. Begin scene.
Oh, my God. Fucking move your car out of the way.
Baby, wait, stop. Come on.
God, is that a fucking school bus?
Calm down, okay?
I'm hitting them.
Yes, it's a school bus.
I'm going to hit them.
Look, would it help if I gave you road rage?
Honey.
I could help you out. I could give you some road rage.
Okay, that might take several minutes, though, okay?
No, not the way I do it.
Okay, no, we'll see. All right. I mostly fake it when you give me road rage, so good luck!
First of all, when I give you road rage, when I'm doing it right, when I'm actually paying attention and doing it right...
So you're telling me you're being lazy with your road rage? You're doing it wrong on purpose, so I don't ask you to do it?
Sometimes I know that you're in a mood where you're not going to be receptive to my road rage.
Oh, it's me. You're putting on me.
I'm
Thank
just
you
saying.
So much. Oh, my God, I'm going to hit this bus.
Look.
Am I sexually frustrated?
You don't bring your A game to the preseason. Everybody knows that, okay?
What does that mean?
I'm not playing my starters when there's no championship
starters?
On the line.
When there's no championship on
my
the line.
My road rage.
Just because there's nothing in it for you?
I'm saying that I'm trying to get you there.
Oh, God. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Do
you're
you
not.
Feel rage right now?
No.
Then okay. Challenge accepted.
Scene. End of scene. Two perfectly played humans. Can I ask you something?
Yeah. Yes.
Was that a thinly veiled euphemism?
No. Puzzbot.
Was it for oral sex?
Oh, yes. Definitely,
yes. Of course.
Yes.
Can I ask you a riddle? This is not part of the game show.
Sure, Puzzbot.
Never mind. This is embarrassing.
No, Puzzbot, tell us. If it's not part of the game show, though, we're not legally bound to any of your rules anymore, correct?
You were never legally bound.
Oh, good.
You were legally blonde.
I was whole board bound. What, Puzzbot? What can we help you with?
This is the greatest riddle of all. For me, a robot.
Mm-hmm.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Well,
don't hurt me.
It's seasonal poison.
No more.
First and foremost. The second thing it is my first name when I'm a robot.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing it is the name of the first song in Parent Trap.
Wow. Writing down all of these definitions.
The fourth thing
is... Go ahead and clear your hard drive after this, Buzzbot.
Is what
no,
I said.
I would never in front of two people. I only clear my hard drive when I'm home alone.
Puzzbot, the fourth thing
That's what this towel was.
Oh, God.
Is something that Erin said to her boyfriend long before he said it to her by accident when she was getting out of the car. And then they never acknowledged.
The game.
She Yikes. Said, love you, shut the door, and they didn't talk about it until they actually said, I love you formally. And then he said, remember when you said, I love you by accident
4 months later?
Yep.
You could always just play it off, Puzzbot, by just saying, no, I said elephant glue.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Erin got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Erin, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go, and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great, because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover, and now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... Trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Some sort of joke. We are back.
Oh, Puzzbot. I told you to do some sort of joke, but the delivery was all wrong.
It's not delivery. It's a robot.
Yes, Puzzbot. Yes.
Yay,
you're
Puzzbot.
Back in the game. You're back in the game.
I'm not in the game. I'm hosting the game.
Oh, Puzzbot. Oh, Puzzbot. I would have dated you 10 years ago. Oh, I just would have, Puzzbot. You were my type back then.
Oh, don't say that in front of Fandroid.
Why?
Because Fandroid is obsessed.
Oh, that's stupid.
Call him Calvin Klein because he's obsession.
So not really obsessed.
Still date you, Fandroid. Do you care? Do you care?
Huh.
Great.
Well, what Fandroid has said about you is call you Ralph Lauren because you have polio.
I don't want to hear
it. Okay, 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 Fandroid. Okay, Fandroid.
Good job, okay, Fandroid. Fandroid. You just missed out on the best road rage you ever would have had.
This is Puzzbot talking. Well, do you want to talk to
Fandroid? No, talking to Fandroid. If anything, we'll get Gambit Bot back in here.
No,
get some,
no.
Bayou chicken
Gazebo
crabs.
Gazebo Malarkey.
I'm sorry.
Say his name.
Bayou chicken crabs?
No, no. You're going to buy me
I had that STD once.
I went to New Orleans and got Bayou chicken crabs. yes, I'm sorry. Puzzbot. What's the next round?
Let's get back into the pals who are drones. How about a small child?
That's it? A small child?
Oh,
that's more than enough, especially based off the last answer before the break.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
LOL. Look how small.
Puzzbot.
Robots do not shame children. Yes.
Tot.
That is a tot.
Damn.
Tater tots.
Aren't they supposed to be like a small child and a way to prepare potatoes? Aren't they supposed to be like two things that we...
Nothing's supposed to be nothing.
Geez, you're like a nihilist, Buzzbot.
Searching nihilist. Found Big Lebowski reference. Can't remember
very
too
good,
much.
Very good.
Here we go. Another pals who are drones.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution. Bump set spike. Easy peasy. Reese's Pieces.
Iranian rulers.
Reese's Pieces.
Iranian. Easy Pieces, Reese's Pieces.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution.
Oh boy.
And remember what the category is or rule for the answers.
They're palindromes. It's spelled the same way.
Well, I'm just saying it because someone said beep earlier.
He panicked, Puzzbot. Sometimes people panic.
Yeah,
it's
come
a
on,
human
Puzz.
I have
to
a panic button. Do you want to press it?
Yeah.
Why is it there?
Haven't you ever heard of closing a goddamn door? Yeah.
Oh God, it's a Panic at the Disco button.
Wait, what's this? What's this? Imagine Dragons button. Hold on.
I'm waking up. I am a robot. Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome
good.
To the Puzzbot. To the Puzzbot.
Got exactly what
first
I wanted from
things,
that.
Puzz. I'm there and I'm puzzing with the bots.
Oh my God.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution.
Sure, of course we know this. It was before the Islamic Revolution.
Easy peasy, Reese's Pieces.
Puzzbot, we don't know. Can you tell us?
Can you give us a hint, Puzzbot?
Do you want a hint or do you want me to tell us?
A hint.
Okay.
Can you give us a hint? Do you have a hint?
Yes.
Okay.
The hint is it begins with what a librarian would say. It begins with what a librarian would say. From there, you should know at least four of the fucking letters. Because it is a pal who is a drone.
Puzzbot?
Yes.
Woof,
come
right.
on. Bark, bark, woof.
Wait.
Come on.
Wait.
So,
is it a Shaw?
Oh, ding, ding, ding. But you did not Puzzbot.
Puzzbot. Shaw?
It is a Shaw.
How do you spell Shaw?
S-H-A. H-S.
Really?
Plural Shaws.
Seriously?
H-S. Yes. Oh, Shaws. Rulers. It's Shaws. I was like, what? Okay, got it. Rulers.
Here we go. A technology that uses electromagnetic waves to detect objects.
A lie detector. I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
Shutting down.
Yeah, yep. Do not blame you.
Sure.
Way ahead of you, Puzzbot.
So what is it? It's a
reboot. I would like to see a reboot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Call your shot, Puzzbot. What do you want to see a reboot
Beetlejuice.
Oh. Who do you think? Who do you think plays Beetlejuice?
Who to play Beetlejuice?
Val Kilmer?
I think Val Kilmer.
Michael Keaton?
Michael Crichton?
Jurassic Park, dead. Technology using electromagnetic waves to detect objects. This is also a character in MASH.
Puzz. Yes. Radar.
Nope. Alan Alda. Puzzbot. Same forward as it is backwards. Joking, joke, jokes. Haha, it is radar.
Puzzbot, do you want to meet Alan Alda?
Yes.
Yeah, who fucking doesn't?
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to go on his podcast.
I would love to meet Alan Alda in rap form. Rap for Puzzy. Topic, Alan Alda.
Well, can Alan Alda have a topic that's not Alan Alda to rap about?
Yeah, what did I say?
Fine. Then, Alan Alda is the topic.
Thank you, Cuzbot.
Cuzbot here, and I'm here to say Alan Alda is one of the greats. He's an actor, an American treasure, He will bring you television pleasure. If you watch him on the show MASH, you will get a big slice of ass. You'll look at him and start to thirst as you quench yourself with force.
Slant rhyme alert. Slant lime
alert. That's all I know how to do, Buzzbot.
Slant lime alert?
Yes, ooh. I have a delicious slant lime. I'm making
citrus drink.
I'm making Moscow mules. Do you want one?
I love one, Buzzbot.
This feels like an imperfect produce thing with slant limes.
Lovebot, please rap for Puzzy. Topic is drinks you would order at a bar.
Oh, she's my God.
Fucking Alan Alda as well.
When making a drink, never use peach. Just make me a sex on the beach. I want a cosmopolitan.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I did that sort of as a joke. If you want one, just tell me when. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Do not stop me. Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
No one is.
When you walk in, everyone will cheer. Come on over. I'll give you a beer. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me. you'll have a drink and you'll say yum. That's because it will include rum. Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
You're doing this to yourself. It's painful.
Ask me if I can make it wider. I'll give you a tasty cider.
Oh my gosh, she's doing it. Fandroid is freaking out. Aaron is tops.
Fandroid, were you here for my rap?
Huh?
God damn it. Out, Fandroid. Out.
One more drink, you'll really shine. Come on over, I'll pour some wine. Fuck all y'all!
Even me, Fandroid?
No, yeah, Fandroid, yeah. You're good. No,
Aaron, I think that you can do a character, which is the rapper who's gradually losing confidence, which is just you doing one line and then going, don't stop me, nobody stop
nobody
me.
Stop nobody me.
Take
I'm
the mic.
Get there.
Nobody take the mic.
His palms are sweaty. Mom's, hold on, no one stop me.
50, Bentley, nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
No, I got it. Shut up, shut up. Guys, shut up. You're being too loud.
That is your rap catchphrase. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
You can find me in the club. Find me making love. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
I forgot to mention coming back from break as a bad host does. I forgot to mention we are playing currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process, Puzzbot 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway.
Based on the manual, 0.007 giveaway.
Based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who is designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parents' siblings adapt to cryptocurrency as per the modern times.
Currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process, Puzzbot 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Puzzbot 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parents' siblings adapt to cryptocurrency.
It's too slow. It's just too slow, Puzzbot. Faster.
I'm doing my fucking best here,
yeah,
Larry.
I know, but Adel wants
I'd like to see you try this asshole.
It's not.
Uncle Adel rags the chair.
No, that's the old one.
That's the old one. We won't do that one then.
Adel is dead. Long live Adel.
Wait,
I would like to usher us into a new segment.
Yes.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah, are you going to usher us in?
Boop, boop,
yeah. Boop, boop. You make me want to leave. The one I'm with, start a new relationship.
Don't take my mic. Don't take my mic. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
I would like the two of you to help me and the other robots with our podcast.
Okay.
But there's a problem.
Counterproductive for me.
There's a problem.
What's the problem, Puzzbot?
The problem is we only have answers and no riddles. We need you two, as humans, to help us reverse engineer riddles.
Oh. Kind of sounds like what people have been begging for us to do over email and tweets.
Does
Puzzbot,
it?
You're a genius.
Does it?
Puzzbot is a genius.
Oh, okay. You basically want help building riddles for your podcast.
Well, that is correct.
I mean, we've done practically 50
practically?
Episodes.
We've done practically
50
more.
Episodes of this, so we could definitely do that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Here we can start. I'll give you an example of an answer I have and I need a riddle for.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Here is the answer. The doctor was the mother.
Okay.
Okay. And we are making up a new...
Correct.
We're making up a riddle and the answer is the doctor
okay.
was the mother.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay. So...
You're not saying don't stop you. Should I stop you?
No, Jesus. No. I'm just giving Aaron space.
Yeah. Jesus goes to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
This sounds like a story.
No. Well,
some riddles
some
are stories.
Of the greatest riddles are our best stories.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus goes to the hospital.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what's wrong with him?
Puzzbot.
Puzzbot. He got crucified.
Come on,
Puzzbot.
Give her some fucking space, Puzzbot.
That's treatable.
Puzzbot. Come on.
I need to see a scene.
No. Puzzbot, no. I'm spraying Puzzbot.
If I don't.
Puzzbot, no.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
Oh no, I see that you have sprayed water on Puzzbot.
Yeah, we sprayed water on him.
Previous riddle giver.
Puzzbot.
Out of commission. Assigning new riddle giver.
Busy
Bobo. Upgrading systems.
Welcome.
It's me.
We sprayed water on him.
Yes. That's, yeah. No. No. I'm not a water boy.
Let's say water one more time.
Water.
There we go.
My name is Gazebo Malarkey. I'm a southern robot.
Sure.
Of course, my top half is a distinguished gentleman in a three-piece suit. My bottom half is a robotic horse.
Yep, we get you. We know what you're about.
I would have dated you 10 years ago.
Can I give you another... can I see a scene, actually?
Sure.
Aaron, are you uncomfortable doing a scene?
Where Jesus
goes to the ER about...
Yeah, I think maybe we should skip this.
Let's move
robots.
On from there.
Yeah.
Do you have a riddle for the answer, or should I give you another?
No.
No, this is fun.
Aaron,
I mean, it. Actually...
Here we go. Please don't squirt me with water.
We won't. I'm genuinely... Okay.
You had it with Jesus goes to the
Jesus
hospital.
Jesus goes to the hospital, and I don't know. JBC, you have to help.
Jesus goes to the hospital, and Jesus says, my back is killing me.
Oh, no, I got it.
Please.
Start over. Start from scratch.
Start from scratch.
Wait, you have it. Don't tell him to start from scratch.
Okay. I'm just the one who's scratching it off.
No, I got it. There's a man, and he's walking on the sidewalk.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. As a southern robot, there's something I'm programmed that I must say. Can you say the first thing you said?
Walking on a sidewalk?
No, there is a man.
There's a man.
A certain man. Sorry, as a southern robot, I must say that.
All right, there's a man, and he's walking down the sidewalk, and he is not watching where he's walking, and he goes into the hospital, and the hospital, the ER's, he trips and he falls and he sprains his ankle, so he goes to the hospital.
Sure.
And everyone in the hospital is like, sorry, the one doctor that's here today can't see you. She just broke her back. Why?
The doctor was the mother.
Yeah, and he stepped on a crack on the sidewalk and broke his mother's back.
And broke his mother's back.
This is more than acceptable for a riddle.
Okay.
Thank you, too. We shall use this on our new podcast.
Okay, but we want a writing credit. And I definitely want one because I help so good. What's your next answer?
I should say...
Welcome to being a woman.
I should say we already have a network that our podcast is on.
Oh, yeah?
What is it?
It's called Brain Mint.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. The next answer that we need a riddle for is she stood on a block of ice.
Okay. JPC, how about you?
Oh, okay, great. She stood on a block of ice. A woman was watching television in the late 90s when she came upon... when she came upon a music video of someone doing the ninja rap, go ninja, go ninja, go, and she turned off the station. Why?
She stood on a block of ice.
Yes, it was a block of vanilla ice doing music videos.
I helped so good.
We will move on from there. If you don't hear that in our first episode, know that it's just because
that's a third episode. That's a third or fourth episode. Sure.
Here is the next answer that we have for a riddle.
Okay.
Both of them were goldfish.
Okay, both of them were goldfish.
Okay. two kids at a lunch table are eating Cheez-Its really fast, and they're like, why is the shape so different?
Both of them are goldfish.
I've got another one, an alt for that.
No need.
Two fish were caught in a net, and they died because there was no water around. Explain.
No, but
both of them were goldfish.
Nobody's jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Nice.
You're an adult creation, aren't you,
Sandy?
No, they were goldfish.
Yeah.
Acceptable. Mm-hmm, thank mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. Now let's move away from ones where you might have heard the answer.
Okay.
And we'll get into some more original ones.
Oh, fun. Good. We love original.
The answer to this riddle is a cracked egg.
A cracked egg? Okay. Why was Humpty Dumpty fucking high all the time?
Mm-hmm. How far up do the pants go on the egg?
God, yeah, because he was a
cracked egg.
He was a cracked egg.
Let's see.
Apologies, I thought you two were riddle masters.
Well,
you're giving us 0.5 seconds.
It turns out we are bad joke masters. We're coming up with bad jokes.
I'll take my asking for free labor elsewhere.
No. Please.
Wait, okay, so a cracked egg. Okay.
Can I get either of you some lemonade?
What?
This is really hard. This is why we haven't done this before.
Okay, so
it's a lot of silence.
Let's think about backwards. Okay, so a cracked egg. If I found a cracked egg in my egg carton, I wouldn't buy those eggs, right?
Right.
So if the answer is a cracked egg, it could be something like, all I can think of is like joke premises. Like, what about the famous phrase, you want to make an omelet?
You gotta crack some eggs.
You gotta crack some eggs.
Well, it's like,
you wanna make a tomato?
What ingredient is more useful when it's broken?
Okay, yes. That's great.
What ingredient is more useful when it's broken? A cracked egg.
A promise.
A promise. Oh. Silence.
Well, you changed the answer, which is not the premise.
You're doing a joke, Puzzbot.
That is a wonderful riddle.
These are fucking hard, Puzzbot.
Well, Mama said. No.
Oh, that's right. You're not Puzzbot. You're Bobby Boucher Bot.
No, I'm Gazebo Malarkey. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
The answer we have that we need a riddle for is a high five.
What? Okay. In L.A., it's a 2. In Chicago, it's a 7. In New York, it's a
high five.
Yes.
Great. Let's sweep that one under the rug. Because company's coming over.
I still think I made it.
What
that
happens?
Was a good answer.
I'm a southern robot, but I don't just eat shit. don't piss on me and call me and tell me it's lemonade.
Five things met their five doppelgangers in celebration. What was it called?
A high five.
Yeah. It's like you're meeting someone else's hand, it's the fingers, doppelgangers, and it sounds like it's a party.
What do you call it when Adam Levine is too inebriated to perform?
It's a high maroon five.
A maroon five high.
Fuck off. Buzzbot.
Are we ready for the next answer?
Of
yes,
course,
yes.
Puzzbot.
We're always ready for the next answer, Puzzbot.
The next answer is a dead penguin.
A dead penguin.
What ruined the day at the aquarium?
Perfect. Don't change a thing. Don't change a thing.
What did Arnold Schwarzenegger say to his twin's corpse?
I'm the Danny DeVito.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I got it. What do a great day in Gotham City and a terrible day at the aquarium have in common.
Oh, that's I like that one.
That is fantastic. Yeah. A dead penguin. I need you both to rap for Gazebo.
Oh, boy.
Aww.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I'll always start.
I know who won't start.
You know I'll always start a Bobby Boucher bot.
Let's start over here with Cuzbot.
Okay.
Your topic is Batman.
It's dark, it's night, in Gotham City, everything has been real shitty. We have jokers in the streets. They are trying to make the...
Keep going.
They are trying to make the chaos envelop the city. What will happen? It will be shitty. A dark night, a caped crusader. He will come and see you later, Joker. Your ass is grass. Oh no, it's the Riddler passing here and there with all his riddles. I hope that he doesn't like Skittles. Who gave him that candy? It was the Penguin. The Penguin indeed. Okay, wow.
Nobody stop
him. JPC, yeah. I would like to give you a score of 10 out of 9 to 7.
Sure. Right, what's my topic?
Your topic. What would you like your topic to be?
Anything that's not Batman related, because he burned through all of that.
Yeah,
that's your topic.
I burned through everything.
No. Anything not Batman related? Yes. Yeah,
what do you think that some of Lovebot's favorite things are? Let's meet our contestants.
Raindrops on kittens and kisses from dragons.
Let's meet our contestants.
Okay.
Lovebot, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I am Lovebot. I am programmed to love. Any kind of love, platonic love, the first song in Parent Trap love,
okay,
and the kind of love you say to your boyfriend by accident twice, long before you say it formally to each other on New Year's Eve.
Let's have your topic be love.
Love?
Since you're on Expo.
I'm gonna show you through a dove. I have fallen in love. I will play my part, and I will win over your little heart. Everyone's being so polite. It's making me laugh. Okay. Shit, nobody hear me. I got it. I will take you for a dance. You won't believe this romance. Nobody shut up. Nobody shut up. this next part you will not want to miss. I'm gonna give you a little kiss. Sorry, I don't mean to bug. With your consent, I'll take a hug.
Can I stop you?
Yes, you can stop me.
Oh, okay.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
Aaron, I give you a 2.
Out of 97. I know the scale's 97.
No, 2 out of 2. Mm-hmm. Can we meet Cuzbot? We never got to hear a little bit about him and his programming.
Hello, my name is Cuzbot. I am cousin to all. My dad was a mother, and my mother was my father. So I am my own cousin, and my uncle is also my cousin, because time travel had something to do with it. My uncle went back in time and fucked my dad, and that...
Wait, Cuzbot, can you go over this again?
Yes, so... let me draw it out for you. Here is my family tree. I was made by a crazy person. I was made by JPC. JPC, his father fucked a police horse.
Okay.
And that it went back in time.
Cuzbot.
And his mom kissed his, okay. So
okay, Cuzbot.
And that is why I am
nobody
everyone's cousins. And so I am my own cousin, and I'm also my own grandpa. Does that make sense? You can have this paper.
No.
I just drew all over this thing.
Let's do one more reverse engineered
riddle. This
is music.
Yeah.
Cuzbot's great. We love Cuzbot.
The answer we have, the last one we need a reverse engineered riddle for, is answer here. It was seconds at a buffet.
It was seconds at a buffet.
Watch yourself. Not a boucher, a buffet.
A buffet, okay.
It was seconds at a buffet.
It was an old country buffet.
It was seconds at a buffet. Ooh, okay. Oh, boy. What do you call Phoebe's twin on Friends?
Okay.
I'll give that a 97 out of non-decile.
A family paid $20 and got breakfast and lunch. How is that possible?
Mm.
Second set of buffet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're at Margaritaville.
I was going to say, a concert opens and closes.
You do this one.
A concert opens and closes with Margaritaville. Explain.
It was a buffet.
Second set of buffet.
Thank you both so much for your help. I do have to admit something to you both. It is what day today? April Fool's.
It's the anniversary of what?
It's April Fool's.
It's the anniversary of April Fool's.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I just looked at Casey like he was a part of this.
I'm afraid that
I'm too good of an actor.
I'm afraid that there's been a
Don't look at Casey. Casey doesn't want anything to do with this fucking shit.
I'm so embarrassed.
You're playing to the room. Wait a second. It's April Fool's Day today?
Yes.
You there. Boy, what day is it today? Go get me the fatted goose in the window.
It's fucking dinner theater. And I'm like,
performing with you, Aaron, is like it's dinner theater every day.
You wanted to see me? Someone just grabbed me from the window and said, "You wanted to see me?"
It's a goose.
Yes. Is this Plump?
No, this is a fat goose. April Fool's.
Oh, boy.
Get out of here, fat goose.
That
is my vibe. I really do have a dinner theater vibe, don't I?
Today is April Fool's Day?
What are you trying to say?
Say it plainly now.
I have not
hold your peace.
I have not been totally honest with you. There has been a trick pulled on you today.
It's April Fool's, not Halloween.
It's not trick or treat.
Yeah, what do you mean trick?
Someone.
Wait, is this a seasonal
who are you, you
is
scoundrel?
Is this a seasonal poison?
Someone you think is dead is not dead.
Princess Diana? Jesus?
What's the guy from Jurassic Park that I said earlier?
Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton.
No, it is.
Crichton's dead?
Puzzbot.
Oh,
ow. Ow. You elbowed me in the circus.
You smashed Buzzbot.
You thought I was dead from water, but I am alive. Haha, April Fool's. Adel is still dead. I can't stress that enough.
Wait, Adel is really dead?
Adel is dead.
Oh, no.
I thought this was a coping mechanism Adel used
to
tell us how he truly feels.
What do you think you threw in the ocean? Cookie crumbles? The little things at the bottom of Long John Silver's.
Wait, you threw my cookie crumbles in the ocean? What the fuck? I was going to eat those for breakfast.
No, those were ashes.
We took the
ashes.
Money that we won from Money, Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adults for fun.
That's not this episode. It's a different one.
But we took the money we won for the last of those, and we mixed it up, and we threw it in the ocean to be with Adult.
God, Adult's really gone.
I'm so sorry. This is probably not the right time to ask us who is Adult. Which one was Adel? Is it too late to ask?
He was the one with the backwards hat, I think.
Oh, I thought that was JPC.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Wow. They're interchangeable. Completely interchangeable.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a delight.
I will say, Puzzbot, we're so sorry.
We'd love to have you on.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. Hold on. I need to tell the other three robots I can't do their podcast. 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. I'm being asked to be on Herodo Riddle.
Oh, it wasn't where I was going.
That's not where you're going. Don't burn your bridges.
Andrew, you piece of shit. You're a fucking sycophant.
Bad when he comes back.
It's gonna be bad.
Fucking sycophant fandroid.
Oh, he just ruined all of his friendships.
You're okay, but fuck you as well. Okay, I'm ready to be on Herodo Riddle.
What I was going to say is we'd love to have you get us some water so we can do another episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Similar.
Y'all even close to them.
No.
Okay.
Robots do not.
Puzzbot, we actually have an April Fool's for you.
Okay.
Aaron and JPC, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Zip.
Don't take out your.
It is me, Cuzbot.
Zap. It is me, Lovebot.
Zip.
Zop. Oh, shit. I fucked it up.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Anything to plug.
We should plug ourselves in to save energy.
To save energy.
I love Cuzbot and Lovebot.
Did anyone win this episode?
No.
No.
Oh.
But three people lost.
Yes, the remaining listeners. This is the show now. It is Cuzbot, Lovebot, and Puzzbot.
Here
and
we go.
And we are going to do our own show now.
I know how this sounds, but follow me, AaronKeef10 on Instagram.
Wait, I'm so sorry. There's one final thing that will take us out. Mm. We have to rap for plugs.
Oh, okay. So we are all going to wrap our plugs.
What did I say?
Sure. Go ahead. Why don't you start, Puzzbot?
Well, it's Puzzbot here, and I'm your main man. There's something I would like for you to watch on the can. It's on a network, which I will say now. I don't have a show, but don't have a cow. If you go on and don't be a wuss, you should download an app, Disney Plus. They have all the seasons of Simpsons, my man. You can watch it. You'll be a big fan.
Cuzbot here, and I'd like to say, if you want to get online, Twitter is the way. My favorite follow, JP SoFly. He tweets jokes occasionally.
Follow AaronKeef10 on Instagram. I promise to only post pictures of ham.
Nobody stop her. Nobody stop her.
I hope that this will bring you Scoopiter.
Uh-oh.
The end of the episode means Jupiter. We were alive the whole time, motherfuckers. This is JPC.
I'm Aaron Keith.
And this is Puzzbot.
Oh, Puzzbot.
Oh,
bye forever.
Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.